You have to ask yourself, was it really necessary? Men throughout the ages have asked themselves, was it really, truly necessary that Jesus had to go through what he went through? And the answer is, the death, the suffering of Jesus Christ was absolutely necessary in order that we may be saved from death. The cross was necessary because this is the way in which God reconciled mankind with himself. There was no other way. Before the ages, before time, this was the plan. There was no alternative. There was no plan B. And to even ask the question, couldn't there have been another way, is right up there with the question, can't God create a mountain that he can't move? Or a sentence so long he can't read? People have asked those questions as well. It's called the omnipotent paradox. It's a silly question. So says the philosophers. I'm cleaning up what the seminary professors answered when they opened up questions from the seminarians. Someone asked, can God create a mountain that is so big he can't move it? And the professor said, I'm willing to answer all questions except stupid ones. God can't do something that takes away from his being God. He can't make something and won't make something because it doesn't make sense. It takes away from his holiness. He's perfect in all of his precepts. In every single decision that God has ever made, every decision has been perfect. He wouldn't make a silly decision. He's not able to. He's God. So to the answer to the question, well, couldn't there have been another way? Based on that, no. This was the only way to reconcile mankind with God. The cross was necessary because one man's sin ruined everything. Think about it. God created Adam. He created man in his own image. God had fellowship with Adam in the garden. He spoke with him. They had conversation. They had time together. The first man stood naked in the garden. Had no problem with it. Until the cursed tree brought everything fallen down. The one tree he was told, don't eat from. And he took matter into his own hands and brought mankind into a tumble. And sin took over the world, and with sin, death. But God wasn't done. Because God sent His own Son to earth. Not one made in His image, but one of His essence. And on that dark night in Gethsemane, in a garden, the Son and the Father had fellowship together. They had a conversation. They spoke to one another. And as Jesus hung on the cross and the soldiers cast dye for his clothing, for a period of time, he was there naked. Cursed tree did not bring death, but the cursed tree brought life. Complete reversal of everything that Adam did was done to bring us back into relationship with God. In Galatians, it is written, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is anyone who is hung on the tree. The cross was necessary. The cross was necessary because we needed His blood to protect us from death. Last night we heard about Passover and how the blood of the Lamb was painted on the sides of the door and on the top of the door. And what everyone always thinks about when you talk about Passover, you always think about God coming through and passing over houses. But there's another part, there's another aspect that is forgotten, because the Hebrew word for Passover can equally mean covering. So yes, God sent the destroyer. He sent death to Egypt. But for those who were in the Lord, those who believed, those who followed and were His people, and they put the blood of the Lamb on their door, they were protected from death. Just as the blood of Jesus Christ protects all of us from death. He had to go to the cross in order to save us through His blood from death, so that all who believe in Him will have eternal life. And lastly, the cross was necessary to bring our own sins into true focus in our lives. This cross is hung up high up there, some 60 feet away from you every Sunday during Lent. You've come in, you've seen it, the lights have been on it. But tonight it sits right at your feet. You're gathered around it, just as those were gathered around to see our Savior hanging on it. There's no escaping it. It's not far away. You couldn't help it as soon as you walked in the door tonight, but to see it sitting right there in the middle of the aisle. Christ was perfect. Pilate even said, I find no fault in this man. And yet, he was hit in the face, struck for no reason. He was spit on. I can't think of any one of you, I'll focus on the guys, can't think of any one of you gentlemen would let anyone spit on you. You wouldn't take it for a minute. And he said nothing. He was smacked in the head and sentenced to be flogged in Pilate's praetorium. The tradition goes he was flogged 39 times. Why 39? Because the Romans, at least according to tradition, calculated that 40 times of being slashed and flogged with a whip would kill a man. But his sentence wasn't to be flogged to death. It was crucifixion. One flogging short of what the Romans determined would be death. And it wasn't, as you see in the pirate movies, there wasn't just a piece of leather or maybe three pieces of leather that smacked them on the back. No, no. Within that leather were pieces of glass and pieces of bone, so that every time it smacked against his back, it didn't just slide off, but it tore pieces of his flesh. Forced to carry his own cross after that excruciating flogging, the pain he went through, and then nailed to said cross. and hung up to die, probably of asphyxiation as the blood entered into his lungs. He'd push himself up to get a breath and fall back down and gasp for air. It's his perfect life that he gives us. And it's all of our sins that we give to him. Why did he have to suffer? It's because of you and me. It's because of how we act. I would hope we're getting better every day. We certainly ask for forgiveness, but every day we wake up and we do something sinful in the eyes of God. And every day you do something sinful, it's a hammer pounding in the nail. It's a slash along the back for the things we do. And for that, we must be very, very, very grateful that He did this for us. So was it necessary? Was the cross really necessary? Well, there was no other way. The Father has the perfect decisions, and He made those decisions long, long ago before the cross occurred. It's a right decision, and there was no other way. It was necessary because one man's perfect life reversed what one man's terrible decision brought into the world. It was necessary because the blood protects us. The blood forgives our sins, and the blood gives us everlasting life. And it was necessary because it brings our sins into our view. This ugly thing behind me, it's because of us. And thank God that Jesus Christ was willing to give His life for how we act. So yes, it was necessary. There's so much more to be said. There's so much more that continues to go on. But tonight, it is finished. And on Easter, we'll get to hear the story as it continues on of what Christ's sacrifice, of what His death truly means to each and every one of us.